Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
I am cold, I am emotionless, I am at peace, ready for war.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to, I mean, the bars are always open, always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life, you know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind. They're going to always feel like they're not doing good enough. They're going to always feel like they're not far enough. They're all going to always feel like you're losing. Look, winning, this is how it feels. 90% of the time, you're going to feel like you're getting your balls kicked in, all right? 8% of the time, you're going to be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand that. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car, having a free and happy and easy and go-lucky life. And that's not reality, because true winners are built for the fight. They're built for the battle. They don't find peace and joy and happiness in the win. They find what they're looking for in the fight.
Hard work brings great rewards. This is a reminder of the hard work and dedication that I put into everything that I've done. I'm not content because I know where I came from, and I don't ever want to go back.
If all you guys are going left, it's that one person who say, you know what, left's not the right way. I'm gonna go right. Who didn't follow the crowd. That person who's not afraid of doing what they believe is right in their heart and not following someone else because someone else said, let's go this way, and they agree with everybody. I don't like yes men or yes women. If you're right, you're right. We're gonna follow you. But I like people who stand for something, they believe in something, and this is the way I'm gonna go whether you like me or not.
Why do you think it says, take the opportunity? It doesn't say receive the opportunity.
Right.
It doesn't say have the opportunity granted to you. It doesn't say get lucky with the opportunity. It says take the opportunity. You know what that means? That means you have to seize it. That means you have to take it. No one's going to give it to you.
You are one decision, one relationship, one thought, one emotion, one meeting away from a completely different life. And unless you believe, first off, I'm right about that. It's true. But unless you believe that, and then you program your reticular activating system in your brain to find those things, you will never have them happen to you. But if you begin to believe, I'm one meeting away from a different life, I'm one decision away, I'm one podcast away, I'm hearing one guy in the United States away from changing my life forever.
The outcome that you're trying to create is not guaranteed. It's not easy. It's not, you know, rub free. It's not pain free. Like, it's going to be hard, and you're going to have to go all in because you're competing against other people who are going all in. So if you think you could compete against other people who are going all in and not having the their life with you giving 3 days and them giving seven, your ego's out of control, bro. That's an arrogant thought.
A lot of people, man, how do you do what you do? At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting.
My coach Smith told me I'll never be nothing. From that day forward, I made a promise that I will give it everything I got I'm ready to die for what I had to succeed. I have to give it everything I got. That way I'm a winner no matter what.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
What's your life going to look like if you don't go out and build what the you want to build? That you have this little vision in your heart and in your mind of what your life should be like. And what are you going to feel like if you don't go do that?
You might think that bed's warm, feels all comfortable. You come here, you kill it, give it everything you have, leave it all here. The warmth you feel after that, second to none, man. Second to none. No she can provide that comfort for you. When you give it all here, guys, and you leave it all here, you're at your weakest state, bottom of the barrel. What's about to happen? Your greatest triumph. You kill yourself on pride in here, leave nothing to spare. What's gonna come? The growth of opportunity.
This world is so noisy. We all walk around with these phones, computers. The world is so fast, we're not able to think. The most powerful weapon in the world, we walk around with it. It's our mind, it's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we've been born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
I had two options. To either be that 300-pound guy who's prayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month, and at 24 years old, knowing when I'm 50 years old, I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became, or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed.
How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it is dead, and in its death, it's replaced by regret.
The world needs people like you. It needs people to build. It needs people to create. It needs people to set an example. There's nothing wrong with you for being an ambitious person. The world wouldn't exist as we know it without ambitious people. The world wouldn't exist as we know it without creative people who are willing to pay the price to build what they see in their mind before anyone else sees it. Okay, so you are needed. You need to stop thinking that all these morons on the internet have it figured out. Unless you want their life, don't Listen to them, dude, and start understanding that if you do listen to them and you're one of these people who was meant to come here and create, you're going to waste your whole life trying to fit in a box with a bunch of people who aren't ever going to accomplish a thing.
What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Okay, maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m., and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
The path of the exceptional person.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
Is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
You obviously don't want it bad enough. Because a person that I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest f***er that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. But what God got for you, do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right. Do you understand that? Do you understand that you could have had a baby out of wedlock and still be all right? Do you know that you can be divorced multiple times and still be okay? Do you understand that you cannot have a degree and still be just fine? You want to know how I know? Because I'm telling you what I know. I lost everything twice. I don't know if you've ever lost everything before, but I've been bottomed out twice. I done seen rock bottom two times. I've been through some walls up in here, man. I'm just trying to tell you, man, God is really with you.
Your journey is not over. I can't fight him. He has all my weapons. I have nothing. When you began your journey, you were determined. Nothing could stop you. And now that you are so close, are you willing to give up so easily? It was easier at the beginning. Beginnings are often easier. But think of all that you have accomplished along your journey.
When you get to, you got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are, you could be, look, I was dead broke. My electric bill was being shut off. And there were, obviously there were people even like worse off than I was. It doesn't matter. You could change your life if you want to. It's always your next decision. So it's up to you.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Come see, come stop. Anyway, the views are better above ground. Honey, I'm 7 non-Fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
After we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through, What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off. But you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
What's the point of fighting my way up the mountain when someone else is just going to come up the easy way?
There is always going to be someone who does things the easy way. But that should not stop you from doing things the right way. It is your journey, young warrior. Only you decide when it ends.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was sleep.
No matter how much emotion and feeling you may have or how much hurt you may have, life has to go on. Life doesn't stop for anybody. So if you don't process that and understand that, you're stuck in whatever time period you got hurt forever. So grudges and anger and negativity, I don't have time for it because I'm living to do so much positive things.
Right.
I can't stand in the past and bathe in what was wrong.
And how you get to that point in life, what I figured out, it's so noisy right now. This world is so noisy. We all walk around with these phones, computers. The world is so fast. We're not able to think. The most powerful weapon in the world, we walk around with it. It's our mind. It's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we've been born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
Confucius had a great saying that, every man has two lives. And the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What would you like to have? What would you like to share? How much would you like to earn? How far would you like to go? 10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who?
I would like to know when you're in that moment failing and you have to keep going, what do you say to yourself?
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
You are responsible for your
life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward. I came to realize that all the time I was praying to God, asking for God to do something, God was waiting on me.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
Most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen.
Would I be able to do it? Would I? You don't know. Until you say, yeah, I'm gonna take action. Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. And I'm not preaching at you. I just want to remind you, because I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change. And not being able to make them change, and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. A real problem. I can understand you misunderstand me running down the street, shirt off. I can get it. I get it. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you. And you don't want to fix it.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
There was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken.
Laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Why do that much? Why go that far? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. And if the why is powerful, the how is easy. If the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy. They're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end, no matter whether or not you'll ever go there.
Right. Yes.
And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be able to.
Yes. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forgo?
If you're struggling, if you're frustrated with yourself, if you're at that point where you're so sick of yourself and your excuses, I've been there, Stephen's been there. This is a normal part of the human experience. And at some point, either the pain is going to get big enough, or you're going to bump into somebody's story somewhere on this planet who has been in the position that you're in right now, facing the stuff that you're facing right now. And there is something about their story at this exact moment in time that will ignite something in you that is missing. And what is missing in you right now is hope.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Playing out the fear, Layla says this and I love it, but that fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
Is there advice you can give to young kids that are living through a situation of any sort, a tough life?
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
I want to maximize what I can. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do things well, and I don't want to leave stuff on the table, but I don't want to be chasing the end goal so much that I never actually enjoyed the process of getting there, because ultimately that's really all that matters. But you're going to look back at any destination and realize that it was 99.9% journey and only, you know, one day of celebrating achieving the thing.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it.
Hey, Theo, this is Greg from Indiana. I actually just wanted to call and tell you, so I was at work the other day, and I've just been kind of in this, like, rut at work. It's not a bad job, but I just really want to get out of it. So I was catching up on some of your podcasts, and you said something that, like, resonated with me. You know, you said, nothing changes if nothing changes. I thought about it. And I went home and I applied for a job I'm probably not qualified for, but I was like, I'll just take a shot. And the next day I get a call from them. I have the interview. It goes well. She says she's going to set me up with an in-person interview. Never even had it. They email me a few days later and I got the job. So now I'm going to be doing a job that I think I will appreciate more and enjoy more. And I'll be making double the money that I'm making now.
Bro, that's awesome, man. That's really great. Congratulations for trying something new. Yeah, it's crazy to sometimes think, like, what can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
I've made huge, huge, huge developments while I was staying up until 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning running a nightlife business. You can make huge developments in your personal growth journey while you're doing a 9-to-5.
You have this moment where you go, well, what if? What if this is the time sobriety sticks? What if I go to therapy and I actually do change the way that I think? What if I could get out of debt? If that person did it, maybe I could do it. And without either hope or that kind of rock bottom moment, I don't think you're gonna change.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward. I came to realize that all the time I was praying to God, asking for God to do something, God was waiting on me.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? Right? And yet, somehow we expect things to change.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
The time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Because if you're thinking, then you're not taking action. And if you're not taking action, then there's no consequence. And if there's no consequence, then there's nothing to be afraid of. The overthinking can be an excuse for actual fear.
It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In 3 generations, I'll be forgotten. And the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
You know, we'll sit around forever wondering, well, what if I was a dog catcher? Would I be the best? What if I was a, you know?
We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything. But it isn't. Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. That's what you need to do. You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes and start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done. That's what you need to do.
A positive place that you draw mental strength from when life is difficult has to be, I just want to be better and I'm trying my best. That's all that there is. You want to be better. That is something to be proud of. You want to leave it all on the field of play. You want to make yourself as good as you can. You want to make the world a better place. You want to have an impact. All of these things are just all positives.
What really breaks my heart is how stuck people are. And that there are things you can do to change your life for the better. If you don't have hope and you don't have this breakthrough where you have for just a millisecond this insight where you go, well, what if things did work out? If you don't have that moment, most people stay so stuck in resignation.
If you are trying to battle the same boss over and over again, and you don't change what you're doing, and the boss keeps beating you, then it's not the game's problem. It's your problem. You are the problem.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. And a story I'll tell you with real quick. I tried once to get in the Air Force to be an Air Force pararescueman. And I quit for fear of the water. I was 175 pounds. I left the Air Force 4 years later at 300 pounds. I went from 175 to 300 pounds. There's a long story in there on how that came to be.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become?
So I define learning by same condition, new behavior. And so when you go to a video game and you battle through the level and you battle the boss, if you keep doing the same thing to the boss and you keep losing, then you have not learned because you have the same condition and the same behavior. And so I often say that, like, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, if the goal is to get better and you're like, man, I really want to learn something from this podcast. If you listen to this podcast and then you're in the same exact conditions as you were before, and then you do not change your behavior, you learned nothing. And so using that definition has at least allowed me to change my behavior faster, which then goes into rate of learning, which I define as intelligence. And so a lot of people are like, man, he's so smart, but he just doesn't. It's like, well, then if he doesn't change his behavior and he's in the same conditions, he's not that smart.
The more that you're able to let go and not fear about stuff, the more enjoyable you'll find it. So the thing that is making you better is the thing which is making you feel pain. And this is a perennial balance. What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
When you were born, you are a phenomenon. You are unique. Your DNA has never occurred in the history of the universe, going back billions of years. It will never occur in the future. Your life experiences with your parents and everything that you experience in your early years going on up is unique. It's yours. You are one of a kind, right? So that is your source of power. To waste that is just the worst thing you can do in your life. And what the power is finding that uniqueness. What makes you you, and how you can mine that, and how you can go deep into it and use that to create a career path.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect.
to start living your life. Because I've that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
10 years before I've heard it put into words, if you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you can be in a good mood for no reason.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
You need to just keep living. Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are, Wade. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffering. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
What I want to invite you to do, what I want you to consider, is that every single time you go and do something hard, that's the story you've told yourself, that it's easier said than done. You know, it's kind of hard to do that. Well, it's supposed to be f***ing hard. Look, if growing stronger and building muscle were f***ing easy, you'd have no reason to go to the gym. You'd have there would be no growth if there was no challenge.
And I'm answering your questions. Every question I'm answering, I'm with you. But in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking about is all the times I could have won those matches that I lost by not bringing my best mindset. You're haunted by all the opportunities that you missed by not bringing your best at that time, when you could have won, but you didn't win because you allowed life to interfere with that one shot. When you're sitting there getting ready to serve for the match and your mind is not thinking about where that ball placement needs to be, but it's thinking about your family this or this at work or that at work, that's greatness. Greatness is your recall on every single shot that you missed throughout a 20-some year career. Every shot, you can go back and say, I was here. This person was in the red shirt there. Greatness is being so aware of the time of life in the second that went by, and you can recall like it was yesterday. Greatness is being able to go back there, not making that same mistake again, and being haunted by it.
There really are only two macro level motivators that we have in life, and that's pleasure and pain. I want people to understand is, okay, so if nature only gave you two things to motivate you, pleasure and pain, why would you eliminate half of them? And so most people think that life is about avoiding the pain. I'm here to tell you right now, in a very controlled fashion, it is about really experiencing the pain, learning from it. Pain plus reflection equals progress.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
The one thing I would tell them is, and I would tell them to get it tattooed on your arm, like, and it would say, it's supposed to be fucking hard.
What one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? If you knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that you could not fail, what one thing would you set as a goal for yourself? What if you only had 6 months to live? What would you stop doing? What would you do more of? Who would you spend time with? What is really important to you?
75 years. That's how much time you get if you're lucky. 75 years. 75 winters, 75 springtimes, 75 summers, and 75 autumns. And when you look at it like that, it's not a lot of time, is it? Don't waste them. Get your head out of the rat race and forget about the superficial things that preoccupy your existence and get back to what's important now. Right now, this very second.
You know,
If every time someone asks you a question, you try to say the right answer, your entire life is a test. And when did you have the most anxiety in grammar school and high school?
No question.
On test day.
No question.
So your entire life become this test. I ain't trying to say the right answer. I am just doing what I feel. My mama said trying is failing. There is no ifs, woulds, coulds, shoulds. It just is. And we just are.
I would say ask her out. No matter who she is, whether she's a job or a new city, an opportunity or a fear or an actual person. Whatever she is, man, ask her out.
Go out there and make something of yourself, for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. Stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight. That might make life worth living. It's like, yeah, it might. So why don't you go do it?
The time is now. The time is now to express and for people to believe in themselves. The time is now for it to be okay to be great. People in this world shun people for being great, for being a bright color, for standing out. But the time is now to be okay to be the greatest you.
You and I are capable of doing whatever we can see. We can hold it in our head, we can hold it in our hand. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. Is to shake off this erroneous notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it, versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it.
What do you really, really want from your life? If you had no limitations, if you had all the money and all the time and all the talents and all the abilities, if you could do or be or have anything, what would you really want in your life?
Yeah, there comes a day, man. Everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're fucking to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just fucking burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass. And you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it. Get success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. Get success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive.
Don't give up. If times are hard, good things nor bad things last forever. But most generally, we are in control of our own destiny.
It is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could, because you're more powerful than you think. Way more powerful than you think. I mean, God only knows what you are in the final analysis. You're blind to your own weaknesses, but you're also blind to your own strengths. It's like, how far could you take that? If you stopped wasting time, and if you stopped lying, and if you oriented yourself to the highest possible good that you could conceive of, and you committed to that, how much good could you do? Well, I would say, why don't you find out?
It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just that they believed it and they're willing to work their fucking ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest fucking worker in the room. That's what got them there. And it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever stood up. But they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. Because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man.
I had a difficult childhood, but there's no excuse for people not being able to do what they want to do. You can do anything that you want to do.
What do you really, really want from your life? If you had no limitations, if you had all the money and all the time and all the talents and all the abilities, if you could do or be or have anything, what would you really want in your life?
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
You're the backbone of this country. You're the backbone of the world. I don't care if you're in Asia, Africa, Korea, Japan. I don't care where you are, the United States. You are the leaders, the future leaders of this world.
Happen. In life, folks, you cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big fucking long line of people. And I made it to heaven. 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up. And you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name, and I see all this shit, and God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull-up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. As soon as these things line up, I'm going to live my life. Man, I'm so guilty of that. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life. Sequences and numbers. Nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. There's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
And my personal question to you is, why not you?
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
Could have been great.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big, long line of people. And I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up, and you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down, and I'm next in line, David Goggins. I see my name. I see all this shit. And God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. You have to think, I am the
best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever.
I give you the map. You are willing to do that? It's the main point, because everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do that? It's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in the sport, but in life.
We did not come this far to just break down and lose now. I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
Hard work pays off. Dreams come true.
Like, I see a lot of players take vacations with other players that are close friends. And or just take vacations just to take vacations, or just hang out just to hang out. Like, I never did that.
But why not? Though.
Why didn't you do that? Well, because when I retire, I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more. I don't want that.
You know, I'm already working all of the hours that I'm awake, and I've already given up Saturdays. So the only thing that I have left is like Sundays and evenings. And so I am no longer going to be watching any football, and I'm no longer going to have Netflix at all.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them, you cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with. When people copy, they copy the wrong stuff because they don't know why it worked to begin with. And when it breaks, they don't know how to fix it because they didn't build it. So don't sweat it, copycats will always be behind.
Champions are broken. People look at champions and try and find something that that champion has that they don't have. He's like, but it's not that at all. He's like, they lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do. And that's life. The only thing I'm asking you guys to leave on the table is what's right.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational.
From the social group that I had before I quit my job, if we're going all the way like ground zero to today, I talked to no one from that time in my life compared to today. And I was absolutely miserable and unhappy and unfulfilled. And I would say that the majority of those people probably don't like me today because I changed. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. He thinks he's so fancy now, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I'm just okay with that. And so I think coming to terms with the idea that I could be absolutely rejected by everyone I know, but like me, I was more okay with that because the alternative was I didn't want to live anymore.
So you called out the road trip. Tired, 14 days, 13 days, whatever the hell it is. Don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired. Lake Show, we coming home.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And that is a philosophy that I carry, my coaches carry, and to see LeBron James, phenomenal athlete, share
that belief is inspiring right back to me. It shows that we are thinking correct. You know, this is hard work. This is an obsession. Nothing can beat hard work.
Here's the truth. This is the reality, okay? Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it, all right? The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief.
You have to sacrifice. Greater the sacrifice, greater the reward. This is so true. And when you do these things, you'll start seeing that, okay, well, I used to do this. And when you go out and you don't do it anymore, it's very, very clear that you've made the right decision, because your friends will still be doing that. And you'll find yourself that you don't fit in with that crowd anymore. You just don't fit in.
Do you want to be the best?
Yeah.
I read somewhere you said you want to be best defender, best shooter, best pass. How do you avoid complacency as an individual when everywhere you turn, you're the man, you're the number one sophomore in the nation? What pushes you to continue to get better?
You know, every day you got to go out there and work, because there's someone out there working too. And if you stop, I think they can pass you up. So every day my coaches push me, I push myself, and my teammates push me. My mother brought me up real good. And it's pretty easy because the way I was brought up, and she taught me so much things besides basketball. And that helps me be level-headed.
If all you guys are going left, it's that one person who say, you know what, left's not the right way. I'm going to go right. Who didn't follow the crowd. That person who's not afraid of doing what they believe is right in their heart and not following someone else because someone else said, let's go this way, and they agree with everybody. I don't like yes men or yes women. If you're right, you're right. We're going to follow you. But I like people who stand for something, they believe in something, and this is the way I'm going to go whether you like me or not. And that's what it's about.
If you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. I told everybody at 10 years old I was going to be on TV. I had a little problem when I said that. I had a severe stuttering problem. I could not talk outside of my house. So when I wrote on that paper, the assignment was write on a piece of paper what you want to be when you grow up. I'm 10. I wrote, I want to be on TV. That was that faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. I ain't see no way I could be on TV, but I wrote it down. I didn't know no better. I'm 10. I wrote it down. And she just said, why would you write something like this on your paper? And I'm standing there. I'm trying to get it. She said, who in this school ever been on TV? Who in your family ever been on TV? Who in this neighborhood ever been on TV? She said, look at you standing there. You can't even talk. How they gonna put somebody like you on TV? So every Christmas, I send her a flat screen TV. Because I don't want her to miss me. I want her to see what God had done for me.
You know, I know lots of people who never became successful that worked really hard. Do you? Do you? Do you really? Because I don't think you do. I don't think you actually know anybody like that. I don't think you know anybody like that. I think people are where the they deserve to be.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path, where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with.
Time to train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time. I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this. I ate that. Don't drink that. I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly. Little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here. So I'm just figuring myself out like I've never figured myself out before.
No matter what it is, many times you say to yourself, I got to lose weight. I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night. And then next day you get mad at yourself. Well, What do you want? What do you want? You got to change something. You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
But I think my main strength, it's my mind. I think it's my strongest point, it's my mind. Pierce, the numbers, they don't lie. If you see during the last 15 years, my level is always kind of the same. So effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not going to reach the level that you want.
To just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. And then that all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
I mean, if other people are putting in 40 hour work weeks and you're putting in 100 hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that in 1 year you will achieve what they achieve. You will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
And so, like, I used to tell this when I was selling weight loss to people. I'd say, like, who cares if you get in shape for 6 weeks out of 80 years? And, like, right as they're about to sign up for a membership, I was like, you want to sign... And then this is how I would sell longer memberships. But, like, it's also true. It's like, you want to sign up for the 6 weeks, but, like, Susan, like, who cares if you lose 20 pounds and you're still overweight 6 weeks from now, and then you gain it back the next 6 weeks and you're still the exact same weight for the rest of your life? And so I think the absolute dedication to maximization so that it becomes a part of your identity and your character has been one of the outsized returns that I've gotten in my life. And just being absolutely willing to sack, like, I'm pretty violent about this, but, like, list all the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have. And that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
More work is always going to result in better results in everything we do in life. The more you put into something, the more you're going to get out. Don't do so much. You're doing too much. Bullshit.
I'm 33 and I've dedicated my whole life to this. I had no youth life. I had no teenage life. I had no young adult life, because guess what? While all my friends and people who I knew were out drinking and partying and enjoying life, what was I doing running 10 miles down the road in rain? Or killing myself in a boxing gym? And then people say to me, you know what, you're lucky. You're a lucky man, you are. I'm lucky because I fucking worked all the hours that God gave me. I'm lucky because I pushed it further than everybody else would dare to do. I'm lucky because I fucking trained so hard that I can't be beaten. That's a lucky man. I don't think so. I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have that determination, that drive. And it's not for success. It's just to be happy today, tomorrow, and the next day. But most importantly, be happy for today. Because, you know, tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. As we all know quite clearly, tomorrow is no certain gift at all. But today we have.
Well, where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your missus says stay in bed. It's comfy. That's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
Because I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
The life we live, guys, is a differential of margins that's almost unmeasurable. What is successful and what is failure, the differential are so small. We're talking about seconds. We're talking about, you know, reps. We're talking about the finest echelon of measurement that will make or break someone's life to be successful at that moment. And once at that moment successful, that gives the birth of a lifestyle that's unbeatable, second to none. But in order to have that first success, you must ensure yourself that you're giving it all you can today, because the future we don't know, do we? We're training for that. And when I hear people say terms like good enough, Bobby, bothers me to an nth degree, because they are saying something that is justified at the moment, but not quantitative until a future endeavor of life. So therefore, they are passing judgment on now for a future event that they knew nothing about. They're bullshitters. Good enough, if you think about it, good is a positive, enough's a negative. That's an oxymoron right there. It's hypocritical in its own sense. There is nothing that's ever good enough. The only thing that's enough is at the end of the day, the nth hour, final hour, whatever you're fucking going for, that your hand is raised victoriously. That's when you know it's enough. And you're in the gym right now to ensure that that event goes your way. And it will never go your way, guys, if you're saying today is good enough. If you never say good enough today, I promise you tomorrow will always be enough. Whenever good enough isn't enough, you can bet tomorrow you'll have enough.
And I say it all the time, you have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your fucking brain, so when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it. You may forget it for a second, but you can go back in the cookie jar, I call it. It's something that we've all endured. I call it the cookie jar, and we often forget how hard we are, but you got to reflect back. Take a couple seconds, reflect. I've been through this, I've been through that. And then remind yourself, I'm a bad motherfucker. And then you can get through that. But if you don't believe it, you haven't endured shit, you're just blowing smoke, man. And you're not going to get through anything.
You're willing to shoulder more than your responsibility of life because you expect and demand something more of life. Champion's mentality, man. Hoping for a good result. You're demanding a motherfucking result. You're going above and beyond what's expected in the gym, what normal people do. You do more than what's normal because you want more than a normal return of life's investment.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
I tell you, the harder and harder you work in here, the harder and harder it becomes to accept failure out there. Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. You want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance because you believe you can come that. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and, you know, and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
How do you want to look in the mirror? Every single morning, do you want a positive reinforcement or do you want a negative one to go about your day? How do you want people to see you?
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
One thing important is that we all have these moments in time that either make you or break you, that can determine the rest of your life. The rest of your life can be determined by one simple decision. And I had a decision to make. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. There wasn't some inspirational quote. There wasn't nothing. It was me, myself, and it was freezing out here. I had to make a decision. The decision I make was to get up and keep on going. That one moment changed the rest of my life.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I could pull this off? It's the what if I can pull off a f***ing miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if? So in this job, you look, you know, you're looking for cockroaches, looking for rodents and stuff like that. And this next morning or this next night, I went to work and I don't like cockroaches too much. I hit the mother load of cockroaches. And this restaurant got full of cockroaches and rodents and everything else. And I sat there and said, this is my life. I said, this is my life. You are exactly who the f- this is it. And I said, this ain't going to be it for me. So in that restaurant, I quit my job, left my canister in that restaurant, my spray canister, got back in my Ecolab truck, and I went home. And I started working out like somebody. I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. And I was basically, I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment, be called whatever the f*** in the world, and be able to stand in the room and say, go f*** yourself. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering. I built it through downright and just crushing myself. If it was raining outside at 3 o'clock in the morning, if it was snowing, the first instinct is don't go out there and do My instinct was, we gotta go out there. Anything that was horrible in my life that I would normally say no, that was inhumane to most people, I had to go do it. And I started callousing my mind at this point in my life.